This is the podcast for the Kim Komando Show, heard on 400 stations from coast to coast on the weekend of August 27th, 2021. Sit back, enjoy. We have some great calls, and you're going to laugh, you're going to learn. It's going to be fun. Enjoy. I don't know if you remember, but there used to be this newspaper column called Miss Manners. And that was when, well, there were newspapers, and also having manners was like this huge part of society. So I'm going to tell you a story, and I want you to see if you can guess the year that she responded to a reader who said that, well, when using a home computer, it was really convenient, but they were worried that it wasn't right to use a home computer and word processing to send somebody a letter. So Miss Manners replied that using home computers are inappropriate for personal correspondence, and she warned that the recipient might confuse the letter for a computerized sweepstakes entry. Okay, guess the year. Anybody? Anybody? It was August 24th, 1984, 37 years ago. And, you know, speaking of manners, you know, it's proper manners to knock on the refrigerator door before opening it. I mean, after all, just in case there's a salad dressing. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. I'm, of course, America's beloved digital goddess here with you once again. You can hear us on 420 top radio stations throughout the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming whenever you want as a podcast or as a webcast 24/7. Over at getkim.com. And also, we are heard on the American Forces Network Radio. It serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Love that. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. That's at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start the show with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And once again, it's time to check and make sure that your data hasn't been compromised, this time discovered by researchers over at UpGuard. They found information using names, email addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, you know, the whole shebango, but even COVID vaccination appointments from nearly 50 different companies just out there on the internet. Everybody can take it. And it was data from American Airlines, Ford, J.B. Hunt, along with state agencies in Indiana, Maryland, New York City. What these companies all had in common is that they were using a Microsoft product that was called Power Apps. It's used to build some simple sites and some apps. But the problem is that the default permission settings, gosh, can you imagine this, were left unchanged. And that means it was all unlocked. So somebody could just go on the internet and pull all this data down. Microsoft says, oh, gosh, we're so sorry. And we changed it. So hit commando.com for more information about how to make sure that your data hasn't been stolen. And this is going to lead to even more hackers after your data and your information. And you want to make sure that you do check. And, you know, these hackers, they might be going to some rehab centers and support groups. And I don't know if you heard about it, but it's called Anonymous Anonymous. All right, number two, phishing for photos. And speaking of data theft, more than 600,000 photos and videos were stolen from various Apple iCloud accounts, and it wasn't a breach of any unlocked databases, rather. Listen to how it actually worked. The LA Times reported this past week that a 40-year-old California guy, he pled guilty to breaking into thousands of iCloud accounts just to look at photos of nude women. Yeah, that's right. He said he hacked into many of the accounts at the request of various folks that he met online, marketing himself online as a professional, being able to break into any iCloud account that you'd want. Now, the way that he did it is not so, I guess, high tech. He impersonated Apple customer support staff in emails. He tricked his victims into providing them with their Apple IDs and passwords. Of course he did. And he tricked at least 300 folks across the country, most of them young women. And then he put them into a Dropbox. And this wasn't a failure on Apple's part. It was just basically phishing emails. That's right, with a PH. So you got to watch out for those Fisher men. You'll find them hanging out often on Google Docs. All right, number three, this Samsung smartphone was so hot that it was actually on fire. That's right. Let's take a trip. It was clear and cool on a recent Monday night as Alaska Airlines Flight 751 from New Orleans was landing at Seattle Tacoma International. And it was just at that moment when a Samsung Galaxy A21 smartphone began just spitting flames and fire inside the passenger cabin. Emergency slides were activated. Imagine if you were on this plane. and it was carrying 129 passengers, evacuated. Crew members extinguished the budget smartphone. They had to use fire extinguishers. A couple of passengers were treated at a hospital, but not because of fire or smoke. They got kind of bruised when they were going down the evacuation slide. And I got to show you that even now, lithium ion batteries are far from perfect. So make sure that you never pack any lithium ion battery inside your checked baggage. And you don't want to keep charging your phone, charging it. As for the Samsung customer support, just like this all happened 5 years ago, I tell you, the phones are just blowing up. All right, number four, bolt to your nearest Chevy dealership. Why? Last November, GM recalled some 70,000 EVs, Chevy Bolts, after they caught fire. And then there was another recall last month. It seems like some of these Chevy Bolts would spontaneously catch fire while charging in the driveway. So a warning was issued to Bolt owners, don't park your car in your carport or your garage, keep it far from your house. And a few days ago, GM expanded the recall to include all Bolt EVs and EUVs sold around the world after discovering two battery manufacturing defects. And it brings the total number of Chevy Bolts recalled to 142,000. So if you have a Bolt, contact your dealer and don't park it in your garage. And finally, number five, from a nice TV to an oversized paperweight. What? Now, of course, you know this, is that if a whole bunch of thieves go into an Apple store and they try to steal a whole bunch of things, is that Apple has a way to brick them. But what about TVs? Yeah, news out this past week that Samsung has a similar system in place for televisions. The South Korean company revealed a feature that exists in all of its TVs called the Samsung TV Block. Samsung says that they had to use the feature after a bunch of warehouses were looted in South Africa. So decide to plug in a TV you didn't legally acquire. You try to connect it to the internet, and the serial number is actually flagged by Samsung servers that triggers a command to block all functions of the television. Now, Samsung didn't say if the average consumer would be able to request this feature if someone broke into their home and stole the TVs. But someone broke into the precinct, a police precinct, rather, and took everything, the TVs, the electronics, I mean, you name it, everything, even the toilets. The officers had nothing to go on. Hey, coming up in this hour, we have seven ways that you want to use to privately share your photos, because let's just face it, like, you don't want to email these things anymore. And then in just a few moments, a true or false question for you. Is it okay to restart your computer by holding down the power button? Is it okay? And of course, we're going to start all of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I have to tell you, we have some really major news I need to tell you about. I was so excited. I almost started crying. I don't want to cry here on the show either, but I have been nominated and I am going to be inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Isn't that amazing? October 28th, 2021. That's right. Me, Kim Komando. It's kind of surreal when I look at all the names on the list. It's Paul Harvey and Dick Clark, Groucho Marx, Rush Limbaugh, Don Imus, Larry King, Ronald Reagan, Casey Kasem, Howard Stern, Wolfman Jack, and Bob Hope and Red Skelton and Sean Hannity. I mean, Harry Carey. I mean, the list goes on and on. And yes, as of October 28th, 2021, I will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in Chicago. Yes. And I just wanted to say first, as we start this show, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your support over the years. And thanks for listening. Thanks for letting your local stations know to carry the show and thank them. And really couldn't have done it without you. All right. How about we start this hour with Alan in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
You.
Hi, Alan.
Hello. Hi, Kim.
Welcome to the show today. What's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've got a problem that I hope you can help me solve. In a small office, we have three people in the office, and my brother, who's also my coworker, he's on his Bluetooth a lot. He's got an iPhone with the Apple earbuds. And I can't tell if he's on the phone until I've interrupted his phone call.
And then he gives you a dirty look.
And he's used to it now. It happens a lot. So I got to looking for some kind of a light that I could buy for his desk that would alert me to when he's on his phone, and I couldn't find such a thing. I see that they're available for hardwired phones,
right.
But I could not find anything for a cell phone, and I'm hoping you can help me find one.
Yeah, see, the problem is that the Bluetooth connection can only be used at that time for his earbuds, right? And so if we want to put something else into the mix, then we have to think outside the box. Now, you're right. They have these fantastic lights, like, for example, that if you're using Skype or Microsoft Teams or whatever it may be, you're on your computer doing a video conference, is that this light will say green to go or red to stop or whatever it may be. As a matter of fact, Ben Bradley is our news director, and he's like, when he goes camping, honest to gosh, he carries like 56 different tech items, including a projector. I mean,
wow.
So he went to the Grand Canyon with a screen and a projector. I'm like, okay. So anyway.
You think you could have found a wall somewhere to project that on. Exactly.
But he didn't want to miss the Phoenix Suns game. And I get all that. But anyway, so what he has set up is using Alexa and an Amazon Echo and a red light that when he's on a Zoom call at home or what have you, is that this light lights up. And so we have to think outside the box, outside of the Bluetooth box, so to speak.
Okay.
And there is a way that you could do it using Alexa, if, then, or else.
Okay.
And this is where you would actually set a command. So when he's, you know, when he may have to hit a button or something, that this light.
Okay.
That this light will actually activate. And so he, you know, whether or not he wants to hit this light depends upon how much you actually annoy him when he's on the phone.
Right. Okay. Well, or how preoccupied he is. And that if it's not automated, because I thought about, we're in construction, so I thought I'd get him a hard hat with a flag that you could raise. but you know, he takes the calls. He's answering, solving problems, answering questions, and he doesn't probably think to push a button or raise the flag.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, the other thing that you could do is if this was an option, is that there's a company called VTech. And what they allow you to do is to use your cell phone as a handheld phone. So if you were to think, because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, when I'm at home, I don't want to hold that thing up to my head, or I don't want to use a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I want to use like an honest to God handset. And so VTech makes a way. It's actually a great product where you can have actually two cell phone numbers tied to one handheld phone, like a wireless phone, the old school wireless phone. And also goes to a base station that actually has voicemail, believe it or not, if that was something that you wanted.
Wow.
But then, you know, he'd lose the convenience of having his AirPods. So, you know, at this point, what we can do is figure out how to do this with that Alexa if then or else statements, which I think is going to be possible because it gives you a lot of customization. And other than that, it's going to be holding up a sign, or him just like everybody else does. We just point to our ears and go, yes, here, right here. This is what I've got.
Right.
I've got somebody in my ear.
So he eventually does that.
Well, it absolutely does. So that might be an option to you. So let me do this. Let me give you a link to Ben's solution as far as, you know, hooking all these red lights together. And
That'd be great.
And then, you know, the only thing that Ben has said before is that sometimes we were all working from home. We still are. But at that point, we were just starting to work from home. And he turned on the red light that's actually in the family room to let everybody in the house know that he was on a Google Meet call. And like 6 hours later, his wife knocked on the door and said, are you done yet? Because the kids and I are really tired of being quiet all day.
That's funny.
So you just have to remember to turn that sucker off. Well, so I'll send this out to you. And so for everybody else, if you're listening, and thank you so much for your call today, Alan, I do appreciate you getting through, is that I'll post this link over in the Q&A forum over at commando.com. And what that means is that you don't have to be a Commando community member to actually see the Q&As, but you do have to be a member in order to post. But that Q&A forum is really super busy. And so anytime throughout the show you say, I'm going to post this out inside the Commando community, just know you go to commando.com/community and hit the Q&A forum. There's a button over on the left-hand side. And once you hit that button, that's where you can see not only the questions that I will pose from what you hear on the show, but also other people that may have questions along the way. Alan, once again, thank you so much for your call. All right, over on the website, we put a poll up, and then we actually put it up on our social media, by the way. So, and if you're not following us on social media, it's Instagram.com/KimCommando, Twitter.com/KimCommando, notice a trend here, Facebook.com/KimCommando, LinkedIn.com/KimCommando, is that you're really missing out because we post a lot of great photos. I post personal photos and tell you what's going on, and we have links and all kinds of good stuff like that. But the poll was true or false. Is it okay to restart your PC by holding down the power button? Is that all right? I mean, or should you just hit it once and then walk away? Well, it's actually false. If we're talking about computers made at least 10 years ago, and even those that are older than that, you know, these older computers just couldn't handle a sudden shutdown like that. But if you have a more modern PC, then it's perfectly fine to just shut down your computer by holding down the power button. You don't have to go through this whole shutdown sequence because there's a new standard that alerts Windows to just start winding down and slowing down its processes. So that's the bottom line. That's the answer. Something else you might not know is that you can actually adjust your Windows settings to change what happens when you press the power button. So you can have your Windows PC go to sleep. You can have it hibernate. And over at commando.com, we have the step-by-step instructions. And just look for the link called Kim's Show. It's near the top of the page. Once again, that's near the top of the homepage. And you want to hit that link that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come this hour in just a few moments, we have a great tip about 7 ways to privately share your photos. Because, you know, maybe you're sitting there going, I don't want to email them. I don't want to put them on Facebook. I definitely don't want to put them on Instagram or anywhere else. So there are some ways that you can privately share them, which makes a heck of a lot of sense. And then later on this hour, you know, how many of us have gotten a DocuSign, right? And you probably don't think twice about it. I mean, it looks like it's coming from a legitimate source. And so you sit there and you click it. Well, there could be a scam in that mess. And so stay right where you are. We have more of that coming up and more of your phone calls. All right, so here's the deal. You're sleeping, and you're wondering, I wonder if somebody's actually snooping in on my phone. Is there a way that I can tell that maybe somebody's looking at my phone when I'm asleep? Because, you know, maybe they know your passcode. Well, all you have to do is check on your iPhone something called the screen time feature. And so you may get already weekly alerts from your iPhone that says you've spent so much time on your phone. It was more or less this week. It's all inside settings under screen time. Now, on the top is the daily average. Now, below, this is where the secret happens. See all activity. Now, if you tap that, it shows you your screen time for that specific day. And so you may look at it and go, I wasn't on my phone at 6 a.m. I was still sleeping. Well, that was somebody else. We have more about screen time and how to use it over at commando.com. You also find some tips on using Face ID, creating a passcode that you don't want anybody else to know. And just remember, if you are going to snoop, make sure that your shoes are made of leather. That's right. Make sure that your shoes are made of leather. Why? Well, because they're made to hide. Yes. Gary in Charleston, South Carolina. Are you the G-Man?
Yes, ma'am. Good to speak with you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I remember last time, didn't you call me about a Pixel phone?
Yes, I did. And I got it. And I love it. So thank you very much.
Good.
Quick question. Did you hear about the new band called 999 Megabytes?
No, I haven't.
They're kind of new. They haven't had a gig yet.
Oh.
Just for you. Congratulations on being a Radio Hall of Famer. What a privilege.
Oh, my gosh. I can't, you know.
Gosh.
It's something like I said before. It's, you know, you look at all the names in there and you're like, wait a minute. My name's like next to like Bing Crosby. You know, like what is
amazing.
That
you
about?
You deserve it. You deserve
well,
it.
Thank you. Thank
you.
It's like it's an overnight success. Yeah, right.
Okay. You work really hard for it and you definitely deserve that.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. So how can I help
My
you today?
Pleasure. I've had earbuds. I've had the Jabra earpieces and they were real expensive, and I work now in a warehouse and lost one and I couldn't find it, even with the app feature on there. I don't want any wires, and I'm looking and researching, and I want your expertise on the bone conduction headphones on your, because I want to listen to music. I like hair bands and your podcast. So what do you recommend?
You know, I'm not a big fan of the bone conduction. And here's the reason why, is that, you know, when you put in your earbuds, you always have like transparency. So that lets you hear outside, right? And you also have noise reduction, then you don't hear anything. With the bone conduction, so everybody, we're all on the same page, is that they normally sit like right behind your ear, right there on that big old bone. I don't know, I'm not a medical professional, but it's between like your earlobe and then the top of your, the middle part of your ear. So it sits right there and then it goes around to your neck. Now, maybe it's just, it's my preference. And so you should try them, G-Man. But I just want to make sure that if you try them, that you make sure that you, that there's a decent return policy. Because the reason why is that your ears are still exposed, okay? So you're still going to get outside noises into your ears that, for me, it was distracting. And I don't know if it's because I'm so used to it. You may, because you're in radio. We're just so used to having, like, great sound, right?
Yes.
And if we're going to listen to something, it's like we're going to probably turn it up higher than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's why our hearing is so good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We all get to like, we're like, what did you say? You know, so okay. I can't hear you. So, then that's true, though, because we all sit here with everything all pumped up the volume. What, how many hours a day, right? So I found that these were not devices for me because I like to hear things clearly, distinctly, and probably at a higher volume than most. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, but you know, you should try them. But it just, you know, if the environment is loud, it's just, you're just not going to be happy with them. I mean, so, you know, that's when, maybe you look at the Google Pixel Buds. Do you still have the Pixel phone? Have you ever tried those?
I have not.
You know, you might want to try those. I mean, they're not as expensive as the others. You know, Bose has the SoundSport, and those are pretty darn good, the wireless ones there. I'm not a fan of the Samsung Galaxy Buds, but a lot of people are. But, you know, just throwing it out there. And then, of course, the Apple AirPods are pretty amazing. But I would take a look at the Google. But, you know, if you do try them, Gary, I'd love to get your feedback. No pun intended.
Absolutely.
You know, just as far as I know, that was really, that just like comes. It just comes naturally.
I know. You can't help it.
I know. It just drives me crazy. It's like, make it stop already. Stop.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Ooh, rubbing off on me. Yeah. We got to get a new, we have to get you a new gig, right? Right. That's what we need.
Let me know.
Anyways,
people call my people.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Gary, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for the pun in 10. And, if you do try the bone conduction, I really would love to hear what your thoughts are on that. All right. So, it's so 1999 to send photos by email, but you might be thinking, well, that's the only way that I can share things privately. Mm-mm-mm. You've come to the right place. Like, I'm going to go through these very quickly, but then I'm going to give you all the links on commando.com. But first of all, you can share a folder through Google Photos or iCloud, and that's always handy. You can also use Dropbox if you're trying to get away from Google and Apple. I get that. iDrive.com is a sponsor of the Kim Commando Show, and they offer cloud-based accounts too. And you should use promo code Kim, you're going to save a bundle. I think it's like 90%. You can also give somebody a smart frame. Maybe they're not so technically literate. And then you could just send photos to that digital photo frame. I gave one to my mom and she loves it. And there's also some apps that you might want to take a look at. One's called Family Album. Another one's called Photo Circle. You can use some encrypted messaging platforms like WhatsApp. So I just wanted to let you know that there are tons of options out there. And we did all the research for you and how to check it all out and give you all the steps. Just head over to commando.com. And once you're there, use the link that says Kim Show. All right, stay right where you are. Still to come this hour, I have a really important alert to tell you about DocuSign. So if you ever get a DocuSign, you need to be aware of this. And of course, we have more of your great phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, you can't get away from the news this past week without seeing things about the Taliban in Afghanistan. And I was wondering about some technology that I had heard written about. It's called Hyde. And so I was thinking, like, who do I know who could talk to me about Hyde, the technology of biometrics and how we tell if somebody on the ground is a pro-American or anti-American. And so I tapped into our security pro and expert here at the Kim Commando Show, Rico Danielson. And Rico and I did a great podcast, and he talked about how they track down terrorists and what this Hyde device is and what exactly that we gave up as far as technology is concerned when we walked away from Afghanistan. And so wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Stitcher, commando.com/podcast, tuned in, you name it. Just make sure that you listen to it. It's really, really enlightening 30 minutes or so. And do me a favor, wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you rate, review, you subscribe, and you follow our podcast. So this way more people get to know about us. And again, thanks for that. Raymond in Dallas, Texas. Hello there, Raymond.
Hey, Kim. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's such an honor to get to talk to the electronic artist. I ran into your show by accident many years ago when I heard Kim was the electronic artist. I said, I need to get a hold of his programs every chance I get. Unfortunately, in this area, all I get is recorded programs, but it doesn't matter. It's still you.
Oh,
anyway,
sweet,
I just love your program. And like I say, all my electronics are people illiterate. So I really need Kim Commando.
Well, thank you, Ray.
Anyway, back in March, I switched from AT&T to Spectrum. And unfortunately, it's been a disaster for me. I don't know if it's me or Spectrum, but I'm thinking about switching to another provider. I know you've advertised Start, mm-hmm. but I want to get my own browser, modem and browsers. And I need advice which ones are the best to get. And I spend millions of dollars, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, so here's the deal, is that when you start looking at why your internet isn't as fast as you want it to be, which I assume is why you want to switch. You switched from AT&T to Spectrum. Now you're like, oh, my gosh, now I'm not doing it. And especially how many devices that you have. There are some basic rules of thumb, right? Number one, in Dallas, you have AT&T Standard, but you have AT&T Fiber. And I don't know if you've looked at the AT&T Fiber, but that's a gigabit connection. And that's going to be super fast, faster than Spectrum. And so if you're having trouble with your connection, just some basic rules of thumb is that you run a speed test. And you can go to speedtest.net, not .com, speedtest.net or fast.com. And then you start looking at, are you getting the speeds that you're buying? Okay. And you have to do a speed test like in the morning, in the afternoon. And if you can do it when you can tell everybody in the family, just give me 10 minutes where you're not online. And all the kids will go like, oh, Dad, do you have to take me offline for 10 whole minutes? You know, like it's like the end of the world, right? So, but you want to look at your upstream and your downstream. And so to look at those speeds to see what you're promised. Now, let's say you're not getting the speeds that you promised, which is probably what's happening, all right, right? Is that,
I think so.
That you now need to look at how old is your modem, how old is your router, and primarily we're going to see if you're looking at, do you rent the modem or did you buy it?
I rent them.
Okay.
That's so, what I want to buy them. I want to buy them.
Yeah, you want to, exactly. You want to be able to buy it because in the long run, you're going to get better gear and you're actually going to save some money. And we always want better gear because we need that faster connection. And so you're going to want something called a DOCSIS 3. And I don't want you to worry about writing any of this down because I'm going to send you all – I'm going to tell you where you can read all about it and get the links that you need. So
now you have
a great modem, and then you're going to check your router for any type of firmware updates. And then we're going to run those speed tests again, primarily on the modem, just to make sure that works. Now, let's say you're not getting the speed that Spectrum promised you, or AT&T Fiber, or whoever it is. Well, that's when you call them up and you say, hey, dude, what's the problem? You know, this is what my test ran, and I need a faster connection, or maybe you need to tell me what I need to do to get the connection that I'm paying for. And worst case is that they say, you know what, this is the best we can do, and then that's when you have to look at something better. And I know it's a pain in the neck because you go from one provider to another, and then you get different email addresses. And that's why you also want to make sure that your email always stays with you with your own domain. So if you do decide to to switch providers, if you do decide to go someplace else, that you're not sitting there trying to tell everybody that you got a new email address. So this advice, by the way, folks, goes for anywhere that you live in the entire country, anywhere that you live. And if you do ever switch providers, you want to be sure to tell them that you want to ask to speak to the retention department. And that's the secret department, the retention department, because it's their job to keep you as a customer. So inside the Commando community, rather, I'm going to post some links, Raymond, for you, so that this way you can get links to the modem that you need, how to do the speed test. I'll walk you through some firmware updates and also how to get a better deal. You may be able to get a higher tier connection just by negotiating that as well without having to pay extra. And thank you for your kind words, and thank you for being a loyal listener of the show and hitting the site and all that other good stuff. Hey, stay right where you are. I've got a huge warning about a DocuSign scam that's spreading like wildfire from coast to coast here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so it seems like if you're in business, you're doing any type of transactions online, you are going to be familiar with DocuSign, right? You get something in your email. It says, we need you to sign this document virtually. And then you click the link, and then it says, is it okay for us to use your location? And then you check a few boxes, and then you electronic sign it, and then it's on the way. Wow, isn't that amazing? All right, it's not exactly new tech, but we're starting to see a huge increase in using DocuSign as people are going back home after going to work, and then the pandemic hit in, and then we got the Delta variant and all this other stuff. But before signing that next online document, I want you to double check to make sure that's actually authentic, because cyber criminals in the past would create these fake DocuSign notifications. But now cybersecurity researchers have uncovered a scam where bad actors are using, get this, DocuSign itself to spread malware. They create their own DocuSign account. It's free to anyone. They send out phishing emails about a document needing to be signed. You open it, you risk infecting your system with malware. And here's the deal, is that since they're using the real DocuSign service, it's a good chance that it's not going to be flagged as spam. And so we've got more information about this over on the website. But the bottom line is this, is that if you're not expecting a DocuSign, I mean, you should know if you're getting a DocuSign. If you're not expecting a DocuSign and suddenly you get one in your email, you know, before you start just clicking left and right, make sure that it's authentic, okay? And it's probably not if you were not expecting it. Hey, I just want to remind you that the Kim Komando Show is broadcast on all these radio stations, but you can also catch us as a podcast and a webcast. So if you never miss part of the show, you want to hear certain parts again, you can do that 24/7 by heading over to a special address. That's getkim.com. You also get a lot of perks of membership, too. You get to use the chat room and the community. That's getkim.com. This hour of the Kim Komando Show has been brought to you coast to coast here on the Westar Multimedia Network. You know, it mustn't have done well in the theaters. I don't know if you saw this, but Cruella, that's that movie starring Emma Stone. It hit Disney Plus this weekend for free, as a matter of fact. Now, the reason why this is different is that premiere releases, they normally cost like an extra $30, but they say this weekend, from now on, you can get it absolutely free. Cruella, of course, is the queen of mean. She's certainly not a Disney princess, you know, but I heard that you can find Disney princesses on certain dating apps. I don't know if you heard about this. There's this one in particular, Tinderella. yeah, I know. They'll get better, I promise. Hey, listen, it's the Kim Komando Show. It's your source for living the best digital life ever. I'm America's beloved digital goddess. You can find us on 420 top radio stations throughout the U.S., streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming 24/7 whenever you want as a podcast and a webcast over at getkim.com. And also, you can tap into us on the American Forces Network Radio. And special thanks and shout out goes to our servicemen and women who serve all of us and protect our great nation in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that is, of course, 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech. And number one, there's another challenge making the rounds. You know, there's always some crazy, stupid social media challenge. The penny challenge involved electrical outlets. Yeah. DIY fangs, that was where people were actually like, filing down their own teeth. There's all kinds of other ones. Well, now here's the latest one to warn the kids and your stupid friends about. It's called the Milk Crate Challenge. Now, in this one, social media stars looking for their 15 minutes of fame, they stack those plastic milk crates like stairs, and then they try to walk up on one side, then back down across the other side. The only problem is empty milk crates, they don't stack very well. They're actually fairly unstable. So you have these pure geniuses just stepping their way to the top, crashing down, stacks give away. It's actually painful to watch. People falling, landing on top, hitting concrete, some land on their head. Doctors are now issuing warnings about severe injuries. And there was one wise old prophet who once said, if idiots could fly, social media sites like TikTok would be the airport. All right, number two, another helpful Google feature. It's coming to your way. If you use Gmail or Google Docs, you probably noticed the feature that tries to complete sentences for you. It's called Smart Compose. And Google's machine algorithms, they get better and better as you start using it. But they're also collecting your data, right? They're Smart Reply. And that's built into Google Chat. It generates responses based on recent messages. I think it's off most of the time. But anyway, now it's coming to Google Docs. So over the next few weeks, you're going to see similar responses show up in Google Doc comments like, thank you, gotcha, love you, great, thumbs up, automatically enabled. You might want to turn it off, which you should go into Google Doc Tools Preferences. And Google even has a disclaimer saying that Smart Compose and Smart Reply does not provide answers. They may not always provide factually correct information. Some lawyer got involved in that, I'm sure. Here's my reply. That's probably the most factual thing that Google has ever said. All right, number three, Snapchat is going from funny faces to IDing places. What's that? If you're using Snapchat, it's getting a big overhaul when it comes to visual search. And it's being moved to front and center within Snapchat's main screen. It's now called Camera Shortcuts. And so here's the idea. You aim the camera at a shirt or another piece of clothing, and it's recommended something similar to buy. If you want to know, like, hey, what kind of dog is that? You can just put it in front of the Snapchat filter. It may tell you. It also will maybe translate something for you. It has augmented reality. It's available on iOS. And then for Android, the new features are coming, they say, before the end of the year. The new scan feature will also identify plants, but how will you scan plants if you haven't botany? Get it? Botany? Plants? Okay. All right, number four, get ready for the next Fitbit. If you have an Apple Watch, you know about rings. Google Fit, you have heart points. Now, with Fit, make sure that you get the steps in. But you don't really hear much about these days. Fitbit has been acquired by Google. So they're going to try something new. It's called the Daily Readiness Score. It takes into account metrics like your sleep, your activity level, heart rate variability to come up with the score. And the score is delivered each morning. Basically tells you if this is a day that you should work out or if it's a day that you should take it easy, a day that you should recover. Now, a few things to know. The ability to provide a daily readiness score is only supported by certain models, the Fitbit Sense, Versa 2, 3, Lux, Charge 5, the Inspira 2. And you also have to get ready for it, have a Fitbit premium subscription, which costs $10 a month, or it's cheaper, $80 a year. And by the way, if all that sounds slightly familiar, you might remember when our news director, Ben Bradley, gave a whole great review about a smart ring called the Aura. It gives you a daily readiness skill, and he's got more information about that on the website. You know, but imitation is just like a plateau. It is the highest level of flattery. And number five, yes, the Apple Watch will watch you. There's all been kinds of stories about people who say that their lives have been saved thanks to the Apple Watch. Maybe it's a spiking heart rate. That's a sign of a heart attack. Some folks maybe have AFib. It's been fall detection. And here's the deal. When it's enabled, the Apple Watch can detect a hard fall, say, if you've collapsed. If you don't respond to a prompt, it'll actually call emergency services and give them your location so they can come help you. A few years ago, a then 68-year-old guy in Massachusetts was involved in a bicycle crash. He woke up in an ambulance and was told his Apple Watch had called 911. Wow, isn't that something? Well, this same guy, yeah, good luck Charlie, we call him, has a history of fainting. The most recent time it happened, the now 70-year-old man hit his head on a hardwood floor that caused some serious bleeding. Well, he used his Apple Watch to text his wife. He was taken to the hospital. The head wound took a few stitches, but he ended up in the ICU because he fractured a vertebrae that could have paralyzed him. Now, he's on the road to recovery. He says that it's now two times the Apple Watch has saved his life. All right, coming up in this hour, we've got 8 ways that Google constantly invades your privacy and how to fix it. We have brand new, or not true, which is America's favorite radio game show sensation. In just a few moments, if you're using an older version of Windows, you have to do something right now in order to get Windows 11 for free. I'm going to tell you more about it. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Love to hear from you. And hey, listen, we have this fantastic newsletter called thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, it's thecurrentnewsletter.com. And it's only delivered twice a week. And it has stuff in it that you're not going to see on the website, you're not going to hear on the show. It's called thecurrentnewsletter.com. And there are sample issues there. And it's delivered, as I said, twice a week, Tuesdays and Saturdays. So if you're not already getting that newsletter, I'm telling you, you are so missing out. It's great. It's fantastic. It's one of the best newsletters that we have. And again, it's at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Sign up now while you're thinking about it. All right. How about we start this hour with Phil in Yuma, Arizona. Hi there, Phil.
Hello.
Welcome. What's going on? How can I help you today, sir?
Well, I've got a relative who is in a bad relationship, and we have a strong suspicion that she is being tracked on everything on her cell phone. I mean, from sometimes text messages being deleted on her to oftentimes in a conversation later on, you're like, how did those people know that? We only talked about that with somebody else on the phone. So just wondering, who can we take this phone to in order to get that checked out and find out what's really going on there?
Yeah, it's very disheartening, isn't it?
It is.
And I mean, it's like, okay, I mean, it's one thing like Facebook and Google listening to you about how, you know, you want to buy a hot tub and you start seeing ads for it. Right? You're like, okay,
right.
That was not a coincidence, just saying. But when it starts infecting your relationship, it's very, very frightening.
Right.
The thing about these spyware and snooping programs is that they work on various levels, right? So perhaps he or she was sent an electronic greeting card or a file, and they clicked the link, and then suddenly the spyware was installed. It could be that it was installed on the phone if the person had that, if they actually had physical possession of the phone. Now,
well, that's what we do know. When she first got the phone, it was in his possession for like 3 days or so before she got it.
Oh,
and
okay.
So.
And then, is this a divorce, or are they just boyfriend, girlfriend, or what's the deal?
No, they've been married for 35 years.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and
that's a long time.
So,
jeez.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Some signs that there may be snoopware on the phone, or spyware, is that if the phone is hot to the touch, okay, and maybe because that means that the battery's working, there's something working in the background. You can also look at the data usage to see if the data usage suddenly has gone up. And
okay.
It may do that as the person gets a smidgen of information that they start pulling more information down, So you can start looking at data usage. You may also start looking at apps to see which apps are being accessed at what particular time. And I'm not saying like if background refresh is on, because you can turn all that off, but what else is going on? Now, as far as being able to determine if, in fact, this is on the phone, I guess the question is to what end? Okay. And meaning that you could take it to a cyber forensics person. You can look to see what kind of apps are there. What kind of phone is it?
It's actually a track phone.
All right. Those are pretty tough.
It's Google.
Okay. Those are pretty tough. What I would do if this were happening to me is that I would reset the phone, and then I'd also get a new SIM card.
Okay.
Because there are ways that you can duplicate a SIM card, and there may not be any spyware or anything on this phone. but the SIM card is duplicated. Somebody cloned it. Okay. And then all this person has to do is put the SIM card in a new phone, and then they see everything that's happening on the other one.
Okay.
So there's a couple of ways that this can happen. And so you can, just do a hard factory data reset on the device. And it'll come through and it will say it's in apps and settings and says backup reset. But the factory data reset is exactly what it sounds like, Phil, is that it will set everything back down to zero. Okay. Everything's going to get wiped out on the phone. Everything will get wiped out. I mean, every single thing. So if there was any chance of spyware on there, that's going to get erased as well. But in addition to that, just for safety's sake and for sanity's sake and all that other good stuff, I would get a whole new SIM card, maybe even get a different account. If they've been married 35 years, this person probably knows every answer to every security question that she or he might have. And matter of fact, I just wrote a column for USA Today. It's over on our website about if you get divorced, if you break up, things that you need to do. That goes beyond just the phone, but you want to make sure that he doesn't have access or she doesn't have access to any type of online accounts, any type of factory resets. When I mentioned the security questions, it sounds a little crazy, is that when you are looking at your security questions, what's your mother's maiden name? What's your first car? What's your dog's name? Where'd you go to high school? A former ex knows every single answer. And so you might want to lie. You just have to remember the lies that you tell yourself. But if you hit commando.com and you go into the how-to section and you look for my column, it's actually called, I think it's called Divorce or Breaking Up, things that you need to do to separate your digital life, which goes beyond just making sure that, your ex doesn't have any type of access to your online accounts. And hopefully that helps you out, Phil. And if not, give us a call back. Hey, listen, this portion of the show has been brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use code KIM to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. It's up for grabs this week with your first deposit.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
All right, I just want to pass along that sometime before the end of this year, Microsoft is going to release Windows 11, complete with new look and more features. Now, you can get Windows 11 for free as long as you're upgrading from Windows 10. But just because you might be running an early version of Windows doesn't mean that you're left out. Microsoft removed the free Windows 10 upgrade tool 5 years ago, but you can still upgrade to Windows 10 using a different tool on Microsoft's site, and it's not going to cost you a dime. We've got all the details over at commando.com. Hit the link that says Kim Show and stay right where you are. Coming up is brand new or not true. Put your thinking cap on. It's going to be tough. All right, it's time now for Brand New or Not True, and I invented this radio game show so many years ago because I see all these new tech products, and I sit there and shake my head and I go, how can that even be possible? And some of them seem like so fake, and so that's where I came up with Brand New or Not True. And you may notice that we don't give out the brand names because, I was so disappointed to learn this, that certain family members, when they were listening to this show, were cheating. That's right. When the families would play together, somebody would pull out their phone underneath the desk and they would be looking for the product names. Mm-mm-mm. No cheaters allowed. And so here's how it works. I'm going to talk about three different products. Two are fake. One is real. That's right. Two are fake. One is real. And our special guest contestant every week, if they win, they get an official, are you ready for it? Kim Commando Show fanny pack. That's right. So our special guest contestant this week is Jeannie in Montrose, Colorado. Are you ready, Jeannie?
I am, Kim.
Okay. Are you feeling confident?
You bet.
And what do you do there in Montrose?
Well, I've retired within the last few months. I was a receptionist for an optometrist.
Oh, okay. All right. So you should be able to see... You should be able to see the real product, okay? Are you ready?
That's right.
Okay. Product number one. Okay. I'm sure you've seen this, Jeannie. Thousands of people, they scour the beaches, the lakes, the ancient sites each year in hopes of finding those precious treasures. They walk back and forth, their heads down, looking at a circle at the end of the pole, like in the sand for, say, rings and watches and gold and phones. and you name it. And if they hear a sound, it's like, oh, I found something. Well, those days are gone. Thanks to technology, you can wear special sandals that are metal detectors. The metal detecting hardware, coil, and battery are installed inside the sole. You pair it with an app, and then you can see exactly where you walked, both longitude and latitude. No more wondering, hey, did I check that area? And it sounds like you may have found a metal object because it's beamed right into your Bluetooth earbuds or headphones. Now, people think you'll just be getting your steps in when you're really finding hidden treasures. $199. Okay, Jeannie, you ready for product number two?
Yes.
Okay, ever look into a crowd and think to yourself, they'd love me if only they knew me. Well, thanks to augmented reality, there is a way for total strangers to see who you are. There's a new app that uses AR. So when you fire up the app, you use your phone's camera, you aim it at a crowd, and if someone else uses the app, you can learn a little bit more about the person. Usually it's just their first name and a few fun facts. It's right now geared towards college students, but they've got some VC funding. And so if you're attending a trade show, a conference, or a convention, you don't have to waste your time just roaming the floor in hopes of finding somebody to make a connection. You just hold up your phone with the app and you'll see exactly who's there to do deals. The app is free. There's a lot of in-app purchases such as connecting your profile to your LinkedIn account, avatars, and a lot more. Okay, finally, app number three. Jeannie, have you ever wished that you could be taller?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay, well, if you dream about becoming taller, would you like to increase your height naturally? That's right. They say 60% of your height is determined by genes, but 40% is affected by external factors, including nutrition and exercise. The Science-Based app provides effective height increase exercises. It's a fast workout, just 8 to 14 minutes a day, has a diet plan to increase your chances of maximizing your height, different nutrient foods like proteins and calcium for height growth. You can use the app to get reminders about exercising and track your progress, charts and graphs. You may have your doubts, but listen to this review. I swear this app is amazing because before 4 days ago, my height was 4 feet 9 inches. Now in just 4 days, my height is now 4 feet 9.5 inches. I don't have the words to tell you how amazing this app is. The app is free, but it has in-app purchases like all the rest. So, okay, remember, two are fake, Jeannie. Two are fake, one's real. So we have product number one, the metal detector, I guess you'd say shoes, sandals. Number two, the AR app that allows you to meet people. And product number three, an app that says it can make you taller.
So, Kim, tell me on number two, is there a cost for that app?
It's free, but there are in-app purchases. You know, that's how they make their money.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to link to your LinkedIn account or whatever it may be, then there's a cost associated with that.
Okay. Well, I don't believe two is true. I know there's a lot of things that will connect and say yes and get a lot of information, but I don't think that one would work.
Okay.
And I don't believe that number three is true. I don't think you could increase by an app. So I'm going to go with number one.
Okay. So Jeannie's going with product number one, the metal detector sandals. Let's go to our judges.
If parents are tall, their children are likely to be tall. Height is also affected by other external
factors
besides genes. This science-based app provides effective height increase exercises, diet plans, and height increase tips.
Height exercises, Jeannie. Who knew? Who
there
knew?
You go. That's Who right. Knew? Who knew?
So, sorry, you didn't get the grand prize, which is a Kim Komando Show fanny pack valued at $25.
Aww.
I know. I'm sorry, Jeannie. But we do get to talk. You have something on your mind? Something I can help you with?
Excellent. Yes, I do. And it's just awesome to be able to speak to the digital goddess. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been a Kim's Club member for a number of years.
Oh,
and because of your expertise, I've learned over the years, people are coming to me and asking me help for their iPhone and iWatches. It's like, are you kidding me?
And you're like, okay, I'm the digital goddess in training. Okay, just letting you know.
Yeah, that's right. It's in training, correct. So what I'm looking for, Kim, is help with GPS tracking device in real time. We have classic vehicles, and we're starting to travel more out of town for car shows, and also in our area locally, we've had several thefts recently, and we want to be able to track our vehicles if they were taken.
Okay, so tell me, what's the greatest classic car in your collection?
It's mine, not my husband's. 1964 Ford Falcon Futura convertible.
Ooh, and what color?
Rangoon red.
Yes, of course it is. That's great. I love that. That's so cool, Jeannie. All right, so we also have some classic cars. And what I have done is I've put Apple AirTags hidden in each one of them. So that this way, in case they do ever get stolen, is that you can locate them easily. Have you seen the AirTags? They work fabulously. They're great.
I've kind of glanced at them online.
Well, you know what? It doesn't seem like it's something that you would be like, because initially you'd be like, I don't know if they really work. Okay, they do. They absolutely work. It works, and it's kind of like Apple has their own network of everybody who has an iPhone. Just about everybody has an iPhone, and so it's pretty hard for you not to be in a place where they don't do it. And so, like, in a Corvette, I'm not going to tell you where it is, but it's pretty well hidden inside. And that's Barry's 1952 Corvette. We have one in there. The 1946 pickup truck. Although the 46 pickup truck, if anybody were to steal it, I think I could run alongside it, and I would go faster. I'm just saying.
Like with my husband's Willie's pickups.
Exactly. You know, it's like, but it's so cute because when you drive these cars, everybody just smiles at you. Have you noticed that? It's just like everybody's so happy. Like, oh, look at that car. So anyway, and don't just go buy them on Amazon though. Because when you buy them on Amazon, it's a 4-pack for $99. And so if you buy them at apple.com, you can put emojis on the back of each one or letters. So, or like initials. And I have a thumbs up on one of the cars because it's a great car. So you can put different emojis for the Ferrari. I have like a race car on it. So even just looking at the AirTag, you know which one it belongs to, so that you're just not looking at all these AirTags that look the same and they're all white in the background. You're like, okay, well, I don't know which one that one to. Do you, honey? No, I don't know either. Of course, you can always use a Sharpie, but it's kind of fun to have an emoji. Jeannie, thanks for playing along, and someday I want to see those cars. And right now we got to do a great tip. Brought to you by SimpliSafe. It's an award-winning home security system. So you know it's engineered with the latest tech to keep your family safe. But what really sets SimpliSafe apart is its people, highly trained security experts who are always there for you when you need them most. They truly care about keeping you safe. When an alarm goes off, a person who cares is there for you with a phone call just to make sure you're okay. When an emergency happens, they're there to get fire and police responders to your front door right away. The bottom line is this. When you need them the most, SimpliSafe is there 24/7 with experts trained to not only keep you safe, but to make you feel safe. It's one of the many reasons that U.S. News recently called SimpliSafe the best home security of 2021. And it gives me peace of mind knowing that if anyone broke into my house, the alarm would go off and the SimpliSafe team would be right there by my side every single step of the way. Plus, you're going to save 20% on your SimpliSafe security system and get your first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring at SimpliSafeKim.com. Once again, that's SimpliSafeKim.com. All right, we put together this security tip, and it's all about Google. I mean, I'm sure you thought about, well, I wonder what Google knows about me. Well, in this, I'm going to tell you, it's about 10 pages when you print it out. We talk about every single thing that Google does know about you, from the emails that you type and your searches and the photos and where you're located and where you've been. So if you have any concerns about Google, this is the place for you to go. Head over to commando.com and hit the link for Kim's show. Hey, listen, if you're not getting the Daily Tech Update and Digital Life Hacks as a podcast, missing out. This past week, we talked about EV cars and no one's talking about the problems, whether or not these blue light blocking glasses really work, how you can save 70% year-round on Amazon, and why YouTube hidden transcripts are there and they're a real-time saver. So wherever you get your podcast, make sure you search for Commando and make sure you get the Tech Update and the Digital Life Hack. And back to the phones we go. With Daly in Waco, Texas. Hi there, Daly.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
I'm so Thank you. I'm pumped to be able to talk to you. I listen to you every week.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I have all my parents' letters from 1958 on to their parents. I have their 35-millimeter slides.
Wow.
From the early days, and my dad's journal. And these are from times they were in Korea. And I need to know how I can put those together, especially the letters.
Okay. Did you hear that sigh, Daly? Did you hear that?
I did, because okay. I've been having that problem myself.
Okay. Well, because there's really, you know, I wish I could give you like an easy, quick fix, right? Like, go do this, go do that, you know. But you're going to need a great scanner, and then you're going to, you know, unfortunately, you know, you're not going to be able to have any real probably way to have the computer put them into transcripts for you. Because of the age of the letters. Do you want to make like a book out of them, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I would like to. I mean, not to publish, but I would like to take pieces of their letters and put them together with my dad's journal and the slides that go along with them, and it would be just something for the family to have
okay.
to read
that would
for
be,
posterity.
You know what? That would be beautiful. That would be so awesome, Daly. I mean, what a great legacy gift that is, and where you could create a coffee table book for every family member or every head of every family so that they could pass it down generations. And so let's just start with the 35-millimeter slides, okay? You can do those yourself with a slide scanner. Epson makes a great one, and they also make Epson also makes a great photo scanner, by the way. So you have ways that you can do the slides yourself if you want to do that. If not, you can mail them to places like Legacy Box or iMemories, okay? With the letters themselves, you're going to need a good flatbed scanner, and then you're going to bring them into your computer as a picture. And then, you know, you can save them. You can embellish them. And you could even, like, pull out quotes. And this is going to be a fabulous project. Now, your places like Shutterfly, and they will actually give you templates to make the photo book. But we have to start at the beginning before we get to the photo book. And that's me recommending a couple of places for you to send away for the slides that I trust and that I've used, which is Legacy Box, and I've used iMemories. Both of them are very good companies. And then you also need a great photo, a great desktop scanner, OCR scanner. Maybe you could try some OCR. So I'm going to go shopping for you, Daly, with your money, of course. And I'm going to put some links over inside the Q&A forum for you, some scanners and also some tips we have on our site about when you start approaching these type of projects. But they are just beautiful, beautiful photo books once you get them done. But it does take some time. You better start now, just in time for Christmas. And Daly, thank you for your kind words. Coming right back, we've got a great tip that you need to know about hackers and your wireless network here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. It seems that no company, big or small, is completely safe from being the victim of a data breach. And this includes major phone carriers like one of our sponsors, T-Mobile, with a recent breach that involved nearly 50 million customers, and then possibly a larger breach that involved AT&T. And that's why it's super important that you protect your wireless account from hackers. And it starts with just one easy step. This is all you need to do. And so many people, they just don't do it. You want to create a PIN code. It acts as like a form of two-step verification, protects your account from being accessed by hackers who might be in possession of some of your data. Now, if you're wondering, like, well, how do I create a PIN code? And I'm on Verizon, I'm on AT&T, I'm T-Mobile. Well, of course, you can always depend on us for everything that you need to stay safe in this digital age. Head over to komando.com, of course, that's with a K. And when you're there, click the link at the top that says Kim Show. And you want to be sure that you stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed hour coming right up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. I know you might be like me wondering, like, well, where exactly is the car of the future? I mean, the one that will drive me wherever I want or fly me over traffic, the ones that were in the Jetsons, the cartoon. I mean, people living in houses in the skies. I don't know if you know this, but in the Jetsons, they worked a 3-day work week. and they drove these cars that looked like flying saucers, and they have incredible conveniences that leave them time to do other things. But one of the things that I read recently is that when the Jetsons was like all big is that a lot of men had a thing for Rosie, the robotic maid. That's right, Rosie. I mean, they said that she was really built. All right, that was a bad one. Promise they get better along the way. Hey, welcome once again to another hour of America's favorite radio show about all things digital. It's the biggest show, the most trusted show. We talk about living the best digital life. It's called The Kim Komando Show because I'm America's beloved digital goddess. And guess what? My name is Kim Komando. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can also find us streaming 24/7, whenever you want. And we stream as a podcast and also webcast in case you want to watch the show over at getkim.com. And a special thanks goes out to our servicemen and women who are listening right now on the American Forces Network Radio. I'm talking about the good people who are protecting our great nation in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force. All of us at the Kim Komando Show salute you and thank you for your service, present and past. Hey, so this is part of the show, the big weekend Kim Komando Show, where I like to talk about future tech. Now, for years, I don't know if you remember that there used to be that SkyMall catalog. It was in the backseat and the pockets in front of you on the planes. And they had all kinds of like weird things like the Yeti guarded statues, a wristwatch that would actually count down to how much time you had. I mean, so all of us, we were so guilty of it. I mean, we would sit there and just look through the SkyMall catalog and dog tag things and say, when we get home, I'm going to buy it. And, you know, of course, SkyMall went away, went into the intergalactic bit bucket, whether it was bad management or what have you. But now Airbus has a plan to replace the in-flight magazine with a digital version, they say, kind of with a flexible OLED display, what's being used in, say, foldable smartphones. So instead of relying on infotainment systems built into headrests or troubleshooting internet connectivity with your phones or tablets, multiple purposes, it's an iPad-sized flexible screen, have a cover you open like a magazine. Imagine this. On the screen itself, you can do everything from stream your TV, your movies, surf the web, order food. Now, from a business standpoint, you have better screen that's what's in the headrest, use less power, be easier to clean and sanitize, of course, on airplanes. And so when will it actually be here? Well, Airbus says it hasn't really even hit the testing phase yet. The tech would have to be adopted by the airlines. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I have trouble getting rid of magazines that have just piled up over the years. They're just in a big pile. Ooh, I guess I have some issues. Number two, dual screen computers. What's going on? A website called Patently Apple noticed an interesting patent that was awarded to Apple earlier this week. It's for a MacBook that features a fingerprint scanner, biometric sensors, and wireless charging tech to power things like iPhones. All right, that's okay. But it's a dual screen MacBook that would ditch the physical keyboard instead of a virtual one that could be customizable. This comes a few years after, of course, Microsoft showed out its own keyboard-free dual screen laptop. But as far as the MacBook, patents are filed all the way. It doesn't mean they're actually going to make it. Manufacturers like Asus and HP, they have actually integrated a second screen into laptops for some time, and they have to share the space with the keyboard, so they're not that popular. Lenovo last year released the world's first foldable PC, has a flexible screen. Hasn't really caught on. I know Ben reviewed it, our news director. It's pretty expensive, $3,000 price tag. Like the MacBook Air, it doesn't seem to have a single fan. Moving on to number three, Facebook is going to be in the AR glasses business. With about 4 months left to go in the year, the chances of those glasses are coming out are pretty slim because about a year ago, Facebook announced they had this partnership with Ray-Ban's parent company, Luxottica. And the first smart glasses, Facebook said, was going to launch in 2021. We're not here yet. There's been what's called Project Aria, augmented reality glasses, not meant for the masses, but for Facebook employees. And a little bit more information has been put out. The hardware is known as Gemini EVT, stands for, okay, anybody care to guess what EVT stands for? Guess, anybody? Engineering Valuation Test. Just rolls off your tongue, doesn't it? They're meant to collect data. The tech, they say, includes four cameras, record photos, videos, has a lot of sensors. You can also get prescription lenses. I mean, how this ties in with other Ray-Ban glasses, it doesn't really mean like how it's going to affect Microsoft's, Mark Zuckerberg's rather, vision for the future. It's called the metaverse. So instead of us just going to the internet to get things done, we'll actually like be inside the internet. I don't know. It's shady enough even without some smart sunglasses. Number four in future tech, drone delivery. It's still trying to get off the ground. For years, companies like Amazon, they've been working to turn drones into autonomous delivery machines. It's been kind of slow because of the tech, but probably because of the regulatory hurdles. You have Uber, UPS, Google parent company Alphabet has Wing. In 2019, Wing became the first to get approval from the FAA to start delivering parts of the U.S., like, say, for example, Walgreens. But meanwhile, back in Australia, where Wing has been delivering food, they actually have announced a kind of milestone of sorts. Over the past year, the drones have delivered, are you ready? 1,200 roast chickens, 1,700 snack packs, and 10,000 cups of coffee. Who knew? That's just in one city, Logan, Australia. Population about 300,000 people. The orders are placed through a mobile app. Wouldn't that be cool? I'd love to see that. Like, here, that's just like a cup of coffee. And then all of a sudden it's like, drone comes over, and there it is. I guess crooks are trying to take advantage of the drones, too, and steal the deliveries, especially the coffee. It's always getting mugged. Finally, number five. You know, I saw the picture of this, and I just knew I had to tell you all about it. A maiden voyage with no one on board to celebrate. What's that? Last year, the very first autonomous electric cargo ship with no crew was set to hit the water. Then the pandemic happened. But now the chemical company behind the ship, Yara International, is ready to try again. By the end of this year, it's going to launch a journey from one Norwegian town to another. Now, instead of a crew, this is a cargo ship. Imagine this, a big old cargo ship. Instead of a crew, they are going to be controlled. The ship's going to be controlled and monitored by three onshore data centers. The Yara Birkeland can carry just over 100 containers, hit a top speed of 13 knots. That translates to a speedy 15 miles per hour. So it's okay. It's not going to be a racing boat. But the battery on the ship holds 1,000 times the capacity of one electric car. Now, of course, whether it's a boat, drone, or car, regulations, that means don't expect to see crewless electric ships coming anytime soon. Word has it that Apple is working on an autonomous boat. I'm not making this up. It's called the II. Forget it, like, or Ahoy, Ihoy, whatever you want to say. I know. That one did much, much better in dress rehearsal if we ever had one. Hey, coming up in just a few moments, you know that big tech companies, they have profiles on you. Well, we're going to tell you exactly how you can see what big tech knows about you. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls. You don't want to miss this hour of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just want to remind you, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch all 1, 2, 3 hours whenever you want as a podcast, webcast over at getkim.com. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Love to hear from you. And if you ever have a question for me, I read every single email that you send. And I know there's always, like I say, that smart aleck goes, well, Kim Komando, reply to this to make me sure that you read it. Okay. I don't play games like that. I don't have time. So in case you ever want to drop me a note to answer here on the show or in our newsletters or on the website, just head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And when you're there, there's a big link at the top that says email Kim. All right, moments away, we're going to tell you how big tech companies have profiles on you and how you can see them. And then still to come this hour, but I'll tell you, there's just so much you don't want to miss. Ways to find a lost phone, what to do if your Amazon delivery is late, and get this, there are apps that are containing this malicious Joker malware. I'm going to tell you more about that and how you have to get rid of them on your phone. And right now, we go back to the phones. We're going to start this hour with Lee in Texarkana, Texas. Hello there, Lee.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Well, I've bought a home, and it's considerably bigger than my old home. It's like 7,200 square feet.
Woohoo.
And I'm trying to, yeah, that's what I said. Most people my age go down, we went up.
But hey, anyway, you know what? Either go big or go home, Lee, okay?
Well, that's the way I figured. I'm getting old, and I said, well, I'm finally going to have what I want before I croak.
Well, congratulations.
But I'm having, Thanks. I'm having a terrible time with my phone service in the downstairs part of the house. Like I said, it's pretty large, and just about a third of it is upstairs.
Okay.
Upstairs, we have no problem. On the left and the right, we have no problem downstairs. But when you get to the center, the phone calls will either drop, or usually you just, I can't hear who I'm talking to, or they can't hear me, and so there I go, run into a spot in the house that I know they can hear me, or I run outside on the porch.
Which is like, so, you know, but isn't that crazy when you think about it? It's like, okay, I have to go to this spot to talk to somebody in my brand new house. How frustrating is
right.
that? Right.
Right. And then you're, or if you're cooking, you turn around, and I take three steps, and it does it. You know, so I'm like, I started looking at those the boosters for the phones and things for the cell phones because that's all we have. And I just started getting confused, and I thought, well, I'm going to send her a note, let her know I need to know which way to go because I looked at maybe possibly getting two or one.
Well, you know what? Let's,
and they're
let's,
not cheap.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to waste your money because they do. They, you know, good ones like $200, $300. Let me tell you a couple of things that you can try. Okay. On your phone, somewhere in your phone, there's a setting and we have the steps on the website, but normally it's under settings, under cellular. You can turn on something called Wi-Fi calling. And and so you can try to see if that will solve the problem. Okay. Now is your Wi-Fi connection okay in these bad spots or do you think?
Yes, it's fine. The Wi-Fi seems to be doing fine. It is strictly my cell service.
Okay. All right. So before you buy anything, turn on Wi-Fi calling on your phone and you may find that solves the problem automatically. Okay.
Now, boy, that would sure be simple.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be nice? Then you don't have to buy anything. Gosh. You know, but if your luck is anything like mine, Lee, that's not going to work.
I mean, it's not going to work. Well, I could go into bad luck. People are like, we never had this happen. I'm like, this is the first time you've dealt with me. So if it's going to go wrong, it goes wrong. I'm not a patient person, so I don't understand, you know, why someone just keeps pushing me.
You know what? I like you, Lee. You'd be fun to have a beer with.
That sounds good. It's Friday, too.
Exactly. All right. So so try the Wi-Fi calling. I'll put the steps in the Q&A forum on how to turn that on. Are you Android or iPhone?
I am Android.
Okay, so we'll tell you how to do it on Android. And then just to help you out, is I'll put a link to some boosters. Is it two-story? Is your house two-story or three-story?
It is two-story, but like I said, we have no problems upstairs.
All right, so it's just on downstairs. Lord, so we made, you know, we just need to put something like closer to, closer to the modem and the router and some other things. But these boosters, they actually work. But, you know, sometimes before you actually buy a booster, is that you can call your cell phone provider and complain. So before we buy a booster, we're gonna turn on Wi-Fi calling, and then we're gonna call the cell phone provider and say, what's going on? I mean, you guys need to give me a femtocell, okay, or a microcell. And you maybe get them to free if you complain enough and loudly enough. And again, I'm going to post those links on that you might need. And for everybody else who's listening over at commando.com, that's commando.com inside the community. And then there's a link that says the Q&A forum, and that's where I post those links. Lee, thanks so much for your call. Coming up, what to do if your Amazon delivery is late here on the Kim Commando Show. A couple of things that I want to pass along before we go to more tips and more phone calls and more great stuff is that, as promised, I want to talk a little bit about big tech companies, Facebook, Google, Microsoft. They all have a profile on you. So you might be wondering, what exactly do these companies know about me? There are ways to find out. Apple actually keeps a log of the data that you store in iCloud, like your contacts, your photos and email, your app usage. Is also logged along with what you've purchased through any of its services. You can get a copy of that data through your Apple account. What about Facebook? Well, it builds a profile on you based upon how you interact with the site, and you can see what they have too. So over at commando.com, we actually have this really fabulous post about big tech and how you can see exactly what they know about you. Just head to the website. That's commando.com. And once you're there, you want to make sure that you hit the link that says Kim Show. And what about your phone? We've all been there. Where's the phone? Where is it? Okay, I know a lot of people say, well, just call it. We put it on Twitter, like some guy like smart. Okay. Well, if you lost your phone, why don't you just call it? Okay, well, thanks, brain surgeon. What if it's in silent mode? Okay. You can use the My Phone app on another Apple device like your iPhone or from the iPad or iMac, and then you can have your iPhone make a sound, even if it's on silent. You can log into your iCloud from your PC to find your phone. Android has a similar app called Find My Device. So if you lose your phone, you just log into android.com/find, and you get into your Google account, and then you can have your phone pinged that way. But what if your phone is dead? Okay, regardless of iPhone or Android, you can still use the same app or log in to get the phone's last location. You don't get a sound, but at least you know where it might be. Let's see, Herman Hsu in Tampa, Florida. Hi there, Herman Hsu.
Yeah, hi, Kim. This is Himanshu.
Oh, Himanshu. Hi, welcome.
Basically, I wanted to ask you one question. I have been listening to your show for a long time. We just recently retired, and initially we wanted to travel everywhere, but because of the COVID, could not go anywhere.
Right.
Now that the COVID is going away, hopefully, and we want to travel to Europe and Asia, one of the things which happens over there is that we need to show the passport to every hotel, and many a times they make a copy, but sometimes during the travel, if you lose something, then we need to have a backup.
Correct.
And as a backup copy, the question comes up that important documents like various passwords, passport, bank information, and all that very sensitive information, where to store it.
Right.
So far, I have been using Evernote, but I'm just wondering whether is Evernote safe? Should I just store on the iPhone? Should I store on the Google Drive? Or what is your recommendation about this?
First of all, I'm sorry I pronounced your name incorrectly.
No, that's okay. Okay. No problem. Yeah.
All right. So, well, there are a couple of ways. Do you have an iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay. With your iPhone, you have something called the Notes app, right?
Yes.
And that Notes app is so powerful. A lot of people don't realize it. You know, they just think, oh, it's for me to, like, remind me what I need at the grocery store. Okay, well, yeah, it can do that. But it can scan documents. It can keep copies of your passport. You, of course, you're going to need your COVID vaccination card probably. And your insurance card and your medical card and your Medicare card. You know, I mean, just the list goes on and on of all this stuff. Your driver's license. And, you know, so just in case you were to lose things. If you were to put everything into a single iPhone note, okay, is that what you can do is that you can password protect that note with facial ID or just a regular password. And so if somebody were to get your iPhone, they wouldn't be able to, you know, unless they got to the phone and facial ID, you know, they wouldn't be able to open the note. And then what I really like about doing it this way is that you can, under that More button, is that you can pin it to the top. So any time that you open your phone and somebody says, you know, I need to see X, Y, or Z, is that you're not fumbling on your phone going, with your glasses going, oh, where the heck is that thing? You know what I'm talking about, right? So you just open the note, and then it's just right there at the tippy top, and then you open it. Now, because you have your iPhone notes synced to the cloud, which you will do, is that if you lose your phone, let's say you lose your phone, okay, are you out of luck? No. You can sign on any device, sign on to your iCloud account, and then you have everything there too.
Yeah. The only thing concerned that I had was the safety issue that if it gets into the hacker hands and, you know, almost all the information, including the bank information, would be right there.
That is a concern. Absolutely. That is a concern. And so if you're going to be putting in your bank accounts, I mean, I do all my banking on an app, and it has, you know, I use the Google Authenticator app and all that other good stuff. If you're going to be typing in your bank information as an account number, whatever it may be, is that you have to come up with a formula that you remember meaning that maybe like the last two numbers or the last four numbers are transposed. So instead of it, so when you look at it, you know that there's 16 digits to your bank account, but you know that the last four digits are really the second four digits or whatever it may be. You come up with some type of moniker that way. But, you know, having all of your, you know, stuff, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so hard traveling, especially getting through TSA. And, gosh, I mean, you know, I just was thinking about, like, the last time I went through Heathrow. I mean, you got to take your shoes off. You got to take your jacket off.
That's correct.
And you're like, and then your laptop goes and your bag goes ahead of you. And you're like, whoa, where is it? You know, that it's nerve-wracking. And the planes are always late. You're always running behind. Even if you say we're going to give ourselves 3-hour connection through Beijing, you know, you're still going to be like, you know. So we want to make it as simple as possible. And so also when you're traveling, you know, put your passport, put all your stuff in a nice RFID blocking wallet as well. So that this way we don't have, you know, any shyster along the way that may be getting into some monkey business. And so, but if you, you know, use the Google, I mean, if you use on your iPhone notes, I think you'll find that it's really very, very powerful. As I mentioned, that you can set a password with facial ID or another type of password, but you can pin it to the top. It's synced to the cloud. And so in the unlikely event that you lose your wallet, your passport, your purse, your backpack, you lose everything and you're sitting there saying, I need to go to the embassy to get a passport, you know that you can sign into your iCloud account and then you'd have everything right there. Thank you so much for your call today, sir. Let's do a great tip. This week is brought to you by iDrive. All right, Amazon Prime members have it pretty good. You know, get same-day shipping, maybe in a couple of hours, maybe 2 days. And if you're not a Prime member, the shipping rate can depend on the urgency. But what happens if your package never arrives? Well, it depends on the terms and conditions, of course. You might be entitled to a refund if you use faster shipping at checkout or you paid for shipping. Late shipments can only be claimed if Amazon provided a guaranteed delivery date. Amazon also has this other caveat. If an attempted delivery is made and it wasn't completed, you're not eligible. And let me give you a tip. If you ever want to complain with Amazon, you ever have like, you know, I need to get a refund, I'm not happy with this product, where is my order, whatever it may be. On Amazon's help pages, they have this really great thing. It's really wonderful, is that you can give them your cell phone number. And if the cell phone number is tied to your Amazon account, which it probably is that they will call you back. And they have all your account information right there. And so you don't have to sit there and chat with somebody going back and forth with chat. Just put them your phone number. Have them call you. It's so much easier, I'm telling you. All right, stay right where you are. Still to come this hour, I've got some apps that contain some malware I need to warn you about. And we have more of your phone calls you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, one of our greatest newsletters, and it's a brand relatively new newsletter. It's called The Current Newsletter, and it was something that I wanted to try as an experiment. And I have this goal. I want to get like 100,000 subscribers. And if you are like one of the new subscribers, when we're doing the promo, is that maybe you can get like $100 if we reach a certain milestone. And so go to thecurrentnewsletter.com, thecurrentnewsletter.com, and sign up. And you can look at sample issues. And again, it only comes out twice a week. There's no ads. And you read everything in the newsletter. There's no clicking out to sites or any other place. And it's called thecurrentnewsletter.com. Now, if you already get it, you know how wonderful it is. And thank you for subscribing. But I also want to remind you that there's a referral link at the bottom of every newsletter. And that's your referral link. Now, when you share that referral link out on social, well, you could be earning valuable prizes like Amazon gift cards. And we're not going to spam anybody. You say, hey, we would like you to send them one issue to give it a shot. And so that's the referral program for thecurrentnewsletter.com. Again, sign up if you don't get it. If you already have it, you're going to love it. It's at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Let's see. Back to the phones we go with Roger in beautiful San Diego, California. Hi there, Raj.
Hi, Kim. I am really honored to be on your show. I'm a big fan, and I love your emails, and I've learned so many different things, even from the idea of having a separate book to have your passwords indexed and everything. And that's really great. And also how to get rid of and delete stuff as to where you've been in Google and even YouTube.
That's and it's a lot. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much tracking really goes on.
Yeah. And I do, all of a sudden I see ads come up because I went to this place or the other place, and
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, is that a coincidence? If it is, I should play the lottery, I think, because I might be able to win now. So what's going on with you, Raj? How can I help you?
Okay. I want to know what to do when your puppy's scammed. I went to this site called Classy Beagle. And, of course, they have these available beagles, and they're all cute. And I had picked this one called Luna. It was a female beagle and 8 weeks old. And I thought that, it looked legitimate. But I turned around and I asked, how much would it be in total to have this beagle?
Okay.
And I was told it was $450 for the beagle and $200 for delivery, so it would be $650. So I said, okay, that sounded good, and I wanted to do that. And so they turned around, and they said that they wouldn't take a debit card or a credit card, but that they would go through Zelle.
Okay.
And at that time, I didn't realize it because, Zelle is through Chase.
Yeah.
And
there's no guarantee. Yeah. I mean, once you send
protection.
Right.
Yeah.
And you would think that with a big company like that, if it's almost like, because you would think on my credit cards, I'm only liable for the first $50, right? And then
right.
I have some help. But once that money goes, buddy, it's like, it's gone. And so how much should they? So I'm taking it from the story, Roger, that you didn't get the beagle and you're out how much money?
$2,100.
Okay. So here's what you have to do. There's a website called the Internet Crime Complaint Center. It's ICC3.gov. And so and that's the FBI. They really do investigate crimes that are committed on the internet. I mean, you may think that's what I thought too. I'm like, how can they really take care of all these people and how can they really track everything down? When, they actually do investigate everything. So you file a complaint there. You can also file a complaint with the BBB. You can also write a review of this website because odds are you might be able to help somebody else so that they don't get puppy scammed. It's a huge problem because especially during the pandemic, everybody wanted a puppy. Now I understand that a lot of puppies are going back to the shelters. So if you are looking for a dog, you ought to be looking at the animal shelters. As a matter of fact, in my neighborhood, there was one person who said, I got this dog to the pandemic. Now I don't want the dog. And I'm like, well, why did you get in the first place? So anyway, here nor there. Look on shelters if you do need a dog and file that complaint at the IC3 and then set up a blog post, do a Facebook post, Instagram, all your social media. Tell your story because odds are somebody else might be searching for the same person, the same type of beagle, and then we don't want them to get scammed either. Roger, I wish I had better news for you. Sorry about that, and thank you for your kind words. Stay right where you are. I've got news about some bad malware apps to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. So if you have an iOS device, you're going to use the Apple App Store, right? Well, if you're on Android, it's Google Play. Google doesn't do as thorough a job of screening as, say, Apple does. And so one type of malware has been making the rounds. It's called the Joker. It gets on your phone. It steals your personal information. It copies your contact list. It sees all your text messages. And there are about 24 malicious apps that have been spotted by Google researchers, like Auxiliary Message, Element Scanner, Fast Magic SMS, Travel Wallpapers. That's 24 in all. So if you have an Android device, I want you to check your phone for these apps. We have the link over at Komando.com. And speaking of the website, 24/7, you can always find me there. Be sure to see me at KOMANDO.com.